Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John, yesterday was the big day for Gleyber Torres.
Mm-hmm.
He accepted the qualifying offer from the Tigers, a one-year, $22 million deal. It is a one-year overpay, but I'm not mad about it. I liked how Gleyber Torres played last year pre-hernia.
Yeah.
We talk about what they need. That's a proven commodity in the batter's box. Remember his walk-off walk, his plate discipline? He was the team leader in walks.
Yep.
He's a contact hitter. He is a right-handed infield bat. I know some people are going to be concerned, like, well, what does this do to the rest of the offseason? It shouldn't change anything. They added Gleyber last year and still heavily pursued Bregman. So right. My expectation is, hey, Gleyber's here, and they still need to chase an impact bat, be it Bregman or Bichette.
So let me ask you this question. If he was making 15 last year on a one-year deal, this year he's going to make 22 on a one-year deal. How much of an overpay is it? What is the market value on a yearly basis for a Gleyber Torres?
Well,
is it 17 or 18?
I think the market told you nobody wanted to give him a long-term commitment.
Right.
And no one wanted to pay him $20 million a year, which is why he took the deal from Detroit. And just so we know how rare this is the first player who's accepted a qualifying offer from Detroit. Only 14 players have done it going into this offseason since 2012.
Right.
So this is rare. But he kind of fit the perfect candidate to pick up the qualifying offer. Coming off an injury, market wasn't going to give him a four-year deal, which he was seeking. You're going to get overpaid for 1 year and then reset next year. And for the Tigers, look, they may have wanted the draft pick, daring someone to sign Gleyber Torres, but it's not a bad thing to bring back one of the best contact hitters, the best contact hitter they had a year ago.
Right. And I mean, you could look and say, okay, well, you know, he was a large part of why they fell apart at the end of the season. Well, so was everybody else. And then you find out that he's playing with a hernia. And so it's not an excuse, but it's a reason. And you look at it, and as they bring him back, what does this mean for the rest of the offseason this year? What does it mean for the lineup or the makeup of the roster next year?
So I think the guy who loses most might be Colt Keith.
Depending on what they do at third base.
Well, I think they need to do something on the left side of the infield.
We both agree on that.
Assuming they do that, Colt Keith's going to be the guy that probably gets relegated to the DH / off day, first base, off day, second base, off
right.
day, third base.
He utility infielder.
The utility guy, yes. And the question of McGonagall. But I don't want to put the weight of the world on McGonagall. Like, if he makes the team, great. And if he makes the team, you could bump Javi to a rover, right?
Right, yeah.
So, but I don't want to be like, well, they really love McGonagall, and it is a factor in how they approach this offseason. You're chasing a World Series. I don't want to let an early 20s unproven commodity dictate the offseason to where he then has to go be an all-star next season to make the impact.
Right.
I don't want to bank on that. I want him to have a role. I want him to have an opportunity. And if he's that good, you'll displace other people.
When was Javi at his best? When was he Javier? When he was kind of that rover, when he was playing more center field than he was infielder. In fact, he became an all-star as a center fielder. And he also may be that guy that you don't want to see every day. I don't know that you want his bat in there every day.
No.
And if you got McGonagall working in there at shortstop, and you go out and you get somebody to play third base, and insert any name right now that we've been talking about.
But I think it plays both ways. You could add Bichette or Bregman. If you add Bichette, then McGonagall can play third,
right,
and Javi's your center field and your rover. If you add Bregman, then McGonagall plays short, even if it's not his long-term position. It's a way to get him regular at-bats, and the same thing happens with Javi, and Trey Sweeney's off the roster.
Thank you.
I mean, come on.
Thank you.
What I really would be concerned is if they said, well, we gave Gleyber more, we don't have enough to get the impact bat, we want room for McGonagall, essentially just running back last year's team, fingers crossed that Torres is healthy, fingers crossed that McGonagall's instant impact.
So that's why I asked the question, how much of an overpay is it? Because if you're overpaying him by $4 million, if he was going to get maybe a three-year contract or a four-year deal worth an average of 18, then you're overpaying him $4 million a year. I don't think that that would be enough for anybody to say, well, we can't go sign Bregman now.
Right. They added Torres last year and still walked all the way to the final days with Alex Bregman. Mm-hmm. I would hope that is still the intention of Scott Harris and company this year, because while pitching is important and they will add pitching, we all saw how the season ended the last 2 years. Feebly at the plate, with very little ability to drive in runs and clutch spots in the postseason. That's how the season ended the last two seasons.
And with Keith, and with the track record of Gleyber Torres and his injury history, now you're looking at it going, I know, what was he last year, 140 games? In fact, I've got it right here. Actually, I don't have it right here. Anyway, when you look at the ability to maybe platoon him and Keith, so you get, and I don't say platoon, not as a one-to-one ratio.
Say,
but
Torres, you're not platooning a guy. He's your everyday second baseman.
He's your everyday second baseman, but maybe he gets 20 games less than he had last year.
Look, it's possible. He played 145 games last year.
Okay.
He was a 500 at-bat guy, and I think at $22 million, he's going to play a lot this season. And that's a good thing. Like, people shouldn't bristle at this. Gleyber Torres was an all-star. He drew walks. He made contact. And before the hernia, no one was complaining about this guy. He was one of the few trustworthy commodities. Mm-hmm. On a one-year commitment where this isn't going to, like, long-term screw them up, hey, just keep adding good bats.
I think the money question here is McGonagall going to be on the opening day roster.
Right.
This might be a situation where they call him up. I would say Keith, seriously, like, where's he going right now?
So it was a bit of a game of chicken, the qualifying offer. The Tigers gave it to Torres. Players very rarely accept this. Mm-hmm. He was the perfect candidate, though. Market didn't materialize on a long-term deal. He's coming off of an injury. Who loses out with Torres coming back? Is it McGonagall? A lot of people had penciled him in to be on the opening day roster, and people think he could be a second baseman. Although, play a little short in third.
Yeah.
I still think
he'll be on the opening day roster.
Then does it displace Colt Keith? Does it displace the free agent bat we wanted them to add? Does it displace Zach McKinstry? Who gets displaced with Torres coming back? Because this was not expected, right? When we forecasted ahead of the offseason, we didn't think Torres would be back. I don't mind at all. He was a good role player. But who loses out here? Who gets displaced?
I think it's got to be Colt Keith. And because I still think that they, Tom, you're shaking your head.
It's the contract. They're the one. He's the one they're committed to.
He makes, it doesn't make that much money.
No, but they've got him locked in.
Term.
Cheap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but at that point.
He's got, like, 4 years left, doesn't he?
Yeah, so, right. you hit when we tell you to.
And he could hit every day. He might be their DH.
I don't know. I'd be very stunned if they. I could see a world where Colt Keith is included in a trade, which could be kind of a valuable second throw into some sort of deal. I think you guys got to consider Torque being out of the equation. Keith started at first base last year.
Who's the better player?
Yeah, who provides more?
I think Torque's the better player.
Who's in their Keith. Plans?
I'm not really worried about the 2028 Detroit Tigers right
guys,
now.
Guys, I'm reading the room here. You guys are using some sort
Logic,
of other
trying to win. I want to win. I'm not really worried about who's committed beyond this season. Like, Torres is a 1 year thing. You'll figure it out after this year. I want the best lineup for 162, and Torque's the better bat than
Plus, it's right-handed, which is the team's need.
Yeah.
You just got to look at it from, I don't know if they've changed their plan. The plan at this time last year was that Spencer Torkelson wasn't going to be on the team, and Colt Keith is a future piece.
Yeah, but things change.
Exactly.
You think they're going to pivot from that? I would hesitate.
I would argue they should. And again,
should. And
top. There's also the possibility, you know who loses out? Bregman and Bichette. And we don't get any nice things. We get Torres and McGonigal. Right? I mean, and Keith and McKinstry. And they all stay, and the guy who loses out is the big impact bat that they refuse to add. I mean, that's also a possibility. And I don't think it's acceptable, and I don't think we should make excuses for the team or run cover for the team. Add a damn bat.
I agree with you.
And if it displaces Colt freaking Keith, who cares?
Guys, what I think is a possibility is they add Bichette or Bregman. McGonigal is up here, and Colt Keith's at first base.
And you're trading Torque.
So maybe they're considering a platoon there for 1 year.
Okay, so Colt Keith is hitting, well, I think I saw it's 256. Torque is 240. Colt Keith had 13 home runs. Torque had 31.
Keith missed some time.
All right. And so I just look at it and I say, why can't you just have both?
Right.
And I know that they gave the minor league contract extension to Colt Keith. They locked him in cheap for 6 years. They've got 4 years left. But Torque is your right-handed bat. Colt Keith bats left. Gleyber Torres is a right-handed bat. Colt Keith bats left. So
I got you.
You just look at it. We keep saying we need more righties. Well, you're not going to take one out just because you brought back Gleyber Torres. And Colt Keith doesn't necessarily have a quote-unquote everyday home. His everyday home might be coming off the bench in spot duty or just simply DH.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, that's why I speculated a first base platoon's
sure.
in play here.
I got you.
What I would say is Bregman is the one that is the target. That's who they showed interest in. I think just with AJ being comfortable with him, they take care of third base and they wipe out this problem forever. I would guess McGonigal would be the shortstop, but you got Javi as a backup plan. Torres, so you have two staples at third and second. You hope McGonigal fills the role at short, but if not, you can play Javi, and then
McGonigal could play second after Torres' 1 year deal is up.
Yes,
yeah, I think that's how it should go. I don't,
and I'm fine if you want to. You know, platoon, Colt Keith and Spencer Torkelson. One's a DH today, one's playing first base, and then tomorrow you change it up. The other one's the DH and one's playing first base. They're both in the lineup.
Because to that point, you do have to navigate 162. Guys are going to go cold. Guys are going to get hurt. You're not playing everybody every day.
And we know AJ loves to play matchups.
That's the other thing, too.
I think you guys are undervaluing the fact that they got an everyday player on the cheap right now, locked up for 4 years.
Who's the everyday player cheap?
Colt Keith.
It's Colt Keith. In their mind.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know that he is.
I sound like I'm completely defending what they're doing in the plan here. I'm trying to analyze what I think they're thinking.
Well, the guy we haven't really brought up in all of this is the guy that they have used as a shield in the past. Why would we add at the deadline? We have Zach McKinstry. Zach McKinstry just won the Silver Slugger. Zach McKinstry steals bases. Zach McKinstry's a third baseman who can also play shortstop, second base, in the outfield. I mean, is Zach McKinstry going to be again held up? Well, between McGonagall and McKinstry and Torres back, and there's just no room to add an impact free agent bat.
Now you're...
I have to say it out loud because that's the way they've acted in the past.
But they also made the play for Bregman.
Right.
And I think they will again.
Between him or Bichette, there's no reason not to.
Will they get it done?
Right. And if they fall short, then they just pivot to, well, at least we got Gleyber back and McGonagall will make an impact. And
so then your ad is... We're adding a
22-year-old who's never played Major League. And that's how we're going to close the gap and win the World Series. Tickets go on sale when?
This is the run that we're going to make with Tarek Skubal.
Yeah, for his final year of control. Yeah, right. You see how it can very quickly turn into a WTF moment.
That's why they got to, in a way, they got to do an overpay. It's revisiting Pudge Rodriguez all over again. That's what Mike Ilitch did in that situation. He gave him the contract that he wanted. Nobody else would give it to him. Maybe that's what they have to do with Bregman.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily know that it has to be a great overpay.
You might not. You might regret a back end year or two.
Which I think is the cost of running a championship caliber baseball team.
Yeah, yes. but with Bregman, are you talking 4 years or 5 years?
I think he's probably wants 5 or 6.
Okay, so I mean, again, I don't necessarily know that the style of player that Bregman is. I don't think you're having a complete throwaway in year 5.
Right.
I think the power might diminish.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, the power might diminish just because he'd be hitting in Comerica.
But we saw him come to Comerica and hit a couple homers
right. This
year. He draws walks. He makes contact. He's a good defensive player. He's a veteran. He's won. He's delivered in the postseason. I mean, these are things that this team desperately needs. He's stable.
AJ knows him as well as anyone.
Right. Clubhouse fit. A couple texts. Torres took this because of the impending lockout. I would think the opposite would be true. Yeah. I think he'd want to get a multi-year deal before he'd settle for one.
Yeah, because now his contract's going to expire after this year, and if there's a lockout, he's not signing anything until that's done.
And the unknown. I think he took it because it's more cash up front than he was going to get anywhere else, and no one was willing to make that 4-year commitment that he was reportedly seeking.
And it's simply just another prove-it year for him.
Yeah. And he wants to end the year healthy, and maybe that sets him up. He's still late 20s. He still has one more big deal in him. So he should be motivated, and the Tigers can take advantage of that. The Tigers spent $20 million on a mediocre player who not only is going to block Kevin, but now ownership is going to say, look, we spent $20 on a right-handed bat. What more could you possibly want for us? They're not going to spend any more. This is a disaster. I'm done with this.
If this is all they do, then yes, it's a disaster. I can't believe that this is all they did, because last year they had signed Gleyber Torres, and they still went after Bregman.
Guys, I think it's very clear what's going on. The front office is going to run it back without any major upgrades or changes. Ownership is going to point at the qualifying offer and Jack picking up his option to say they spent money, when in reality, they're just bringing back the same team. That would be unacceptable.
Well, I agree. And in reality, you're bringing back the same team. But you, again, I just go to last year and the offseason. Now, they didn't get it done with Bregman. So they're going to have to do something to get it done, whether it's Bregman or Bichette. But when you... Last year, they had already brought back Jack Flaherty and signed him to that contract. They had already signed Gleyber Torres. It was a one-year deal, but they've brought him back. So it's the similar moves as they made last year, and then they still went aggressively after Alex Bregman. They did those moves and still went to Bregman. So I think that they'll do the same thing, and now hopefully they just get it done.
Yeah, and I want to drill that point in here. Because Torres is back, should not, better not, take them out of the sweepstakes for Bichette or Bregman, because if you add one of them, McGonagall can play the other position if he's the hot stuff everybody says he is. And if he's not, then you can ease him in August.
If it takes time.
And if he's that good, you know who gets displaced? Colt Keith. Or somebody who's not performing to that level, McKinstry, guys, like, you can't let Colt Keith and Zach McKinstry hold the team hostage, or an unproven Kevin McGonagall hold the team hostage, or a 1-year commitment from Gleyber Torres hold the team hostage. These would be silly reasons to not get back involved with the big time bats.
And from what we heard from Scott Harris at the end of the season, I think it was very honest. And I do think that he is going to be a guy that is going to look at it and say, okay, we need to do something. Maybe it's not drastically different, but I don't think signing Bregman is going to be drastically different because they went after him last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.